And then the Lord said, then the Lord told us in the word, he said, now this is, he said, this is what faith is, and this is how faith works. Faith worketh by love. If you got strife in yourself, strife with your mate, strife with your co-worker, strife with whoever, or you whatever. You're hating somebody because of the color of their skin, you're hating because of their stats in life, and you hate your fellow brethren, got strife with and envy them, well then your faith won't work. See, you know yourself. You know yourself. You don't have to lie about yourself. You know what's in you. And you know what conversation you carry on with somebody about somebody you don't like. You know what you think about somebody you don't like. So if you hadn't dealt with that, and then you go around and tell people that stuff don't work, now stop lying on God and go and tell them, I just ain't right with myself. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Don't tell people that this don't work. And that's what preachers have done. They'll deceive people and told them this and that and that. And because of people who are very young in the Lord, untrained, untaught, they have ruined their lives. I'm not going to do it to you. I'll tell you the truth at all costs. I'll tell you the truth at all costs. What you mean? That you never listen to me again. I still tell you the truth. Because I gain nothing by lying to you. People have to know the truth. So faith works. So we're going to look at some Bible evidence and proof. Because God has prepared you to live in this unseen realm. I'm going to say some things that's going to help you. It may sit crosswise with you at first, but you're going to enjoy the benefit of it later if you'll receive it. Because this word is true. And when we come in line with it and learn what it says and put it into practice, what did James say? Be ye what? Doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. See, some people think because I get excited about the word that makes it work. No, you have to work the word. It's all right to be excited. But excited, just being excited ain't gonna work the word. Just getting on this dance floor dancing ain't gonna work the word. That's a part of celebration, of course, but you don't have to be diligent when you ain't dancing. With this, I believe I don't have anything in my heart against anybody. Therefore, I can speak, and confession of the word will help you build yourself up. What did Proverbs say? My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life. So faith will work for you. Say this with me. My faith in God will work for me. Now tell the other person, your faith in God will work for you. Now watch this. Watch this. Say this. Because God gave every one of his children a measure of faith. You got the same measure that I have. Or should I say I got, because you shouldn't keep it at the same level. You got the same measure I got. Say this with me. For my God and your God, our Father, is not a respect of person, but he is respect of faith. Somebody said, well, my faith got me a house. You know what? They get anybody a house if they want. Now what we'll do, and I'm moving on because I got something else to do. What we will do is teach people. Now listen to this. This is my final, I believe. Don't let me lie, I just repent. What happened to people? See, some people are born in different situations, circumstances. But once you hear this word, you can change it if you get diligent about it. But you don't want to judge nobody because you seem to be doing good and they're doing poorly. You don't want to do that. Because if you take away the God that what God did for you, you'll be just like the person's doing poorly. So you have nothing to brag about in yourself, but everything to boast and brag about in him. Did y'all hear what I said? So you can't brag about how much money you got because God gave you everything so you can get it. You can't brag about what size house you live in or that kind of stuff. You just teach people because God wants everybody blessed. It's not God favor you over another person. It's just people hadn't learned how to develop and use their faith. And this is why God don't want you just thinking that he gave you faith to get things, but he gave you faith to live a victorious life. So you could win souls and make disciples and preach the gospel. That's the main reason. Live so your life will be a testimony of people around you. They won't see you in church one somebody and out the ball field somebody else. That don't mean you have to sit there like a knot on the log at the ball game either. But you can need to be a living epistle out there like you're a living epistle here. Am I communicating? I say, am I communicating? So what the deal is, this is a closing. How many times have I done this? What the deal is, he wants you to know how to make the transaction from the unseen realm that has everything you need, and we'll deal with that later, but I'm just making a statement now. Everything you need to bring it into your life, into this earth, so you can bless others. See, God don't want you to bless, just to bless, so you can enjoy his blessing on your own. He wants you to bring the blessing so everybody can enjoy. All right. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah.